Welcome back to Good News Radio. When we last left off, Lottie was traveling to China to become a missionary. Let's listen in as Uncle Mike shares the story.
On September 1st, 1873, Lottie got on a boat to join her sister Eddie in Tangzhou, North China.
Lottie! Lottie!
Eddie!
I'm so glad you're finally here.
I'm thrilled to be here. Now, remind me, where did you say you lived?
The missionaries here share a house we call Little Crossroads. I've got your side of our room ready for you.
Sounds wonderful.
When we arrive at Little Crossroads, I'll introduce you to the Crawford family and to Sally Holmes. They're my missionary companions. Have you started learning Mandarin yet?
I started some on the boat trip, but Mandarin is so different than all the other languages I've studied.
Well, I'm sure that since you managed to master French and Latin, you'll be a master of Mandarin in no time.
Thank you. I'm excited to get started.
Try saying this one again, Lottie. Hello, my name is Lottie.
Ni hao, wa di, ming zi, shi, Lottie.
Very good.
Lottie, Mrs. Crawford.
Where are you? We have urgent news. Something wonderful has happened.
Do you remember Mrs. Lawn?
Is she the local lady who joins us for Sunday school?
Yes. Well, Mrs. Lawn visited her hometown to celebrate Chinese New Year. We just heard that she's been telling her friends and family about Jesus, and now the whole village wants to hear about him.
That's wonderful!
Mrs. Lawn is still in her village. There are so many people wanting to hear about Jesus, and Moni and I can't handle them all. We need you both to come with us.
But I can barely speak Mandarin. I wouldn't be able to talk to them very well.
But you can sing Chinese Bible songs, and you can hand out Bibles. Please, Lottie, we need your help.
The language may be a barrier for you, dear, but not for our Lord. What are we waiting for? The people in Mrs. Lawn's village need Jesus.
Yes, let's go! Dear Oriana, we had an amazing opportunity to share the good news of Jesus with our friend Mrs. Lawn's entire village. Before the week was over, nearly everyone in that village chose to believe in Jesus. The joy of God's good work there has comforted me in my current challenges. Eddie got very sick soon after our visit to the village. The doctors think she will only recover if she goes home. I will send another letter soon with more information on Eddie's trip home. Eddie is heartbroken to leave China. Pray with me that the doctor's plan works and that she recovers. I've been getting better at the language, but besides Mrs. Lawn's village, I have not been welcomed by the people here. They're afraid of me and the other missionaries. They throw garbage at me and call me a foreign devil. Fitting, isn't it? Since I used to prank classmates by telling them Lottie D. Moon stood for devil. The people also spread awful rumors about me too. For example, the people saw me eating small pickled onions and said I ate the eyeballs of children. Another time, they saw me drinking raspberry juice and said it was the blood of the children I'd kidnapped. I want so much to tell the people about Jesus, but I don't know how to get them to trust me. Ori, will you and your family pray with me that God shows me what to do? Much love, your sister Lottie.
It's so sad the people don't trust her. What can she do?
Maybe Lottie could paint emus with them so they can become friends.
Do emus even live in China?
No, they live in Australia, mate.
Then how would they know what an emu looks like?
My teacher printed a picture off the internet.
Lottie didn't have the internet.
What?
Well, I got nothing.
Well, what Lottie does next, we'll have to wait till next time.
Do you have any ideas on how Lottie can earn the trust of the Chinese people? Tune in to Good News Radio next week to find out. In the meantime, if you want to hear this week's episode again, you can find it online at walkfm.org.